Hello, hello. So I was just chatting with a friend who reminded me of a time when we both went to the same life coach, and she gave us a homework assignment to do about self-love and mirror work. And so she said, sit in the mirror completely naked, like a full-length mirror. Sit in front of it or stand in front of it and start at the top of your head and go down. Excuse me, it's 1:30 in the morning, but I can't sleep. So sit and start from the top of your head and go down and love every bit of yourself. And if you find yourself being critical of anything, start back at the top. And I thought this was such... I remember doing it at the time, and I don't think I was very... loyal to doing it the way it was prescribed, if you will, because I was avoidant of loving myself in that way, like really no holds barred, down to brass tacks honesty, right? And I realized, like, I don't even look at myself in the mirror. Like, and she and I Marco Polo each other, which is an app on the phone where you record live messages of yourself. But you're not speaking to each other live, if like at the same time, like on a phone call or a FaceTime. So you're looking at yourself really the whole time. So it's like you're talking to the mirror. And that's what brought it up, is she said, I should be doing my mirror work. And so she did, like, she walked her through her own mirror work. And I know she did it as a challenge for me to do it as well, because I avoid that. And she's like, you're so loving with everyone and not always yourself. And a lot of us are givers. And so a lot of us forget that. So I challenge you all to try it and see how it goes. It's easier said than done. I do very specifically remember trying to sit down to it the first time and just bawling my eyes out for like days. Because it was so hard for me, and I didn't think it should be, because, you know, I had been doing the self-love work and I had been doing all the growth and letting stuff go and forgiving and all of the things, but I still wasn't showing myself that real deep love for where I'm at right in this moment. And I notice at this point in my life, I still think of myself as how I used to be. Like, I feel like my body is aging, my hair is going white, and you know, I went through menopause early, and so I really want to embrace this, like, crone-like, and not that I have to act like an old lady, but just the wisdom of feminine energy, and just really embracing that and loving it. And I think that once I embrace and love all of that, that my body will actually, my body will actually slow down on the aging, because I will have embraced it without having to see the physical manifestations of it, if that makes sense. And so it's a very interesting task. I would love to see if anyone goes through it, if they can get through it. Because I do think that it's sometimes these things that really open us up. I was telling her, I said, I've been in such a creative flow. I've got a planner on Amazon that got published, and then today I got a coloring book published. And I've got a journal that's just waiting for them to, like, go through all their approval process still. And that was all in January. I created all of that in January, and that's a lot. Publishing 3 books in 1 month. And I'm resting more. But there's just this beautiful energy that I've been in. And I'm like judging that I'm not here or there or whatever, rather than really appreciating and loving this rest moment that I've had. And she laughed at me, my friend, because I told her that my brakes in my car won't pass inspection. And she's like, this literally telling you, the universe is telling you, don't go anywhere and just take a break. And it's okay. We prescribe this for you. And I laughed, you know. Such fortuitous timing. And then, of course, being winter here in New Hampshire and it's dark and, you know, I'm like, why do I just want to rest? Why don't I want to go and do and whatever? And it's just, it's all such an interesting process. But a lot of it really is like, you've got this time, do the self-love work now while you have it. And it's an ongoing process. Like, it's something that we should come back to. Even when we think we're good, even when we have done better, let's do some more. Take a break, come back to it when you're ready. So I challenge you all to do this work. And if it is really hard for you, reach out and get the help. I'm telling you, having a life coach for me was like a super fast forward button. And I'm one that likes to fast forward. I remember my coach used to say to me, she's like, you're hard to coach because the second I tell you to do something, you do it. And then you're on to the next thing already. And I just kind of laughed because I was like, well, why wouldn't anyone? And she's like, I could talk to people for years and they're still in the exact same place. And she's like, that's silly. So if you're somebody like me who really wants to get it and get moving, reach out. You can get me at llamascar.com and come join us there. Our online community, it's really starting to get going and it's beautiful. It's unfolding in a really nice way. There's different coaches on there, a couple people teaching yoga. I'm doing, as of right now, my coaching is kind of around goal setting and orienting and planning and being kind to ourselves when we don't reach our goals right away and when we have to, you know, bring ourselves back to them and everything. So there's lots of good coaching going on in there, some good nutrition stuff going on in there, some kids stuff going on. So you can join us there, or you can just email me at outsidetheboxacademyonline@gmail.com. That's my micro school that's being built and planned and rearranged and rebuilt and all the things all the time. That's going to be a fluid activity, really its entire life. It's just going to flow because that's what it needs to do. So come join us. And yeah, give it a try. Let me know how it goes. All right, I'll talk to you guys soon.